Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Remember, you can also stream the show on YouTube. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by the play-by-play voice of the Houston Texans. Mark Vandermeer joins us on the show today. Mark, great to catch up with you.
Carrington, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Let's just start with this. What made Houston's defense so successful last week against the Los Angeles Chargers? That's a team that's well-coached. That's a team with a good quarterback. You have a rookie wide receiver in Ladd McConkey who was playing as well as anybody. But this Houston's defense was really able to take advantage of the Chargers. How did they do that?
Well, McConkey obviously had a great game. I mean, he had almost 200 receiving yards. And I likened it to if you play a basketball team that has a hot score, sometimes that guy's going to get his, but if you win the game, you feel like, okay, great, you know, congratulations on the point total. And in his case, the yardage total and that great reception he had on third and long for the TD in the second half. But the answer to your question is pressure. You know, they got to the quarterback. They were hitting him early. They were getting pieces of him, and they finally got sacks. They got pressures. They forced errant throws. And pressure is the great elixir for a defense because the Texans have the guys on the back end to make life really difficult and miserable for quarterbacks. I mean, you know, Kamari Lassiter is a tremendous rookie from Georgia, had the big pick. After the Texans turned it over, he took it right back for Houston. Derek Stingley Jr., all pro, two interceptions. He had Eric Murray with the pick six. Now, Murray's pick wasn't exactly like he made a tremendous play on the ball. I mean, it was a good play, no question, but it was a high throw by Justin Herbert, and Murray was there to capitalize. So, you know, those things are going to happen when you get pressure on the quarterback, and maybe he's, even if you don't get pressure on a subsequent play, he's maybe thinking about it or rushing it or whatever. So Herbert obviously had a bad game. Texans had a great game on that side of the football, and that meant all the difference in the world to keep that point total down, hold them to 12, and move on to the divisional round.
You mentioned pressure. I feel like if Houston's going to come into Kansas City and pull off the upset, they're going to need that front seven, that defensive line to play a much better game than they did the last time. They only got one sack on Patrick Mahomes, and he had a very good day spreading the ball around his weapons. If Houston is going to win this game, you're going to need more from Will Anderson than you got the first time and a lot more from Danielle Hunter.
Yeah, I think those two guys, or, you know, I don't know if it matters where it comes from, Carrington, as long as it arrives in the pocket and makes Mahomes either throw it incorrectly, inaccurately, or, you know, you get him down to the ground is the preferred result of that. You know, when he gets out of the pocket, we all know how dangerous he is. I've always said, and you guys know this, I've always said that the running ability was overlooked. I felt like I was one of the first people to notice this, even though I'm clearly not. But he's not a running quarterback, but man, he uses that as a weapon so often. And even if it's just three times a game where he scrambles for a fresh set of downs, it's so devastating and demoralizing for the defense. At least that's how it feels watching the game. So you just got to find ways to get there. And if it means sending extra people, so be it. Although, you know, the great quarterbacks in this league historically, they don't mind being blitzed because they tend to know where it's coming from. They know who's hot. They find that hot receiver. I think with Mahomes, if you can, and this is with any quarterback, if you can get pressure with your front four, particularly the tackles, good things are going to happen. Because if the tackles can get up the middle a little bit and at least force him off his launching point, maybe the edge guys can get to him. Now, he tends to go through the B gap, and we all see him make plays like that too. So it's a basic nightmare for anybody facing Mahomes. You just have to find a way to force enough errant throws on third downs and find a way to capitalize on offense. Easier said than done, Carrington.
Right now, we're talking to the play-by-play voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. Mark, do you think that Houston has enough firepower in this matchup? Ron the Show Hughley, who does fantastic work in Houston, he was on the show a couple days ago, and he gave us a stat that Houston has only scored more than two touchdowns in one of their last 12 games. You're going to need to put up points in this game against a fully healthy Kansas City Chiefs offense. Joe Mixon's a little bit banged up. We obviously know about Diggs and Dell, and they're not going to play in this game. Do you think Houston has enough firepower in this matchup?
I think they have enough firepower if they play, I hate to say their best games, but play an A game. You know, C.J. Stroud, I thought in the first matchup, and they were rerunning the game this week on NFL Network, so, you know, I hate to watch losses again. It's just painful. But I was watching it, and I thought, you know, Stroud was playing pretty well in this game. And that throw he made to Tank Dell, where Dell got hurt for the would-be tying touchdown, was a hell of a throw. He made some other good passes. Now, I know he turned it over as well. But I felt like the game was very competitive, and it could have been the Texans' day, but the Dell injury seemed to, you know, cast a dark cloud over everything. Long delay, emotional reaction to it. Dell was playing well in this game, and he's a big weapon for them. So in this particular outing, in the divisional round, you absolutely need everybody to be at their best. You know, John Metchie's going to have to catch everything, and he's had some issues with drops on occasion. He had the fumble last week. You know, I know it was a bang-bang play, hard hit, but it happened. First play from scrimmage for the offense. You've got to find a way to hang on to everything that C.J. Stroud throws at you, because I think Stroud is ready for the moment. I mean, this is year two. He's in the divisional round. People look at his regular season stats. I don't think he pays much attention to that. He knows he played well last week. He knows he's got a great opportunity here. He just played here 4 weeks ago. I think he rises to the occasion and plays well. Is it going to be enough? We don't know. That's why we love sports. It's unscripted entertainment. You know, I can't tell you what's going to happen, but I think it's going to be a very competitive game.
Mark, let's talk a little bit more about C.J. Stroud. I think one of the more fun things in sports is when you feel like you have that guy at quarterback and just seeing him grow, seeing him go through the growing pains. It maybe happened a little faster in Kansas City than it happens in most places, but Buffalo was going through it with Josh Allen early in his career, Lamar Jackson with some of his playoff disappointments. That's where you guys are right now with C.J. Stroud. What has it been like in these first 2 years to see him grow to where he has become the leader of that locker room?
This year has been tough because the pressure has been there, and I'm talking about physical pressure from the D-lines on the opponents, has been there, and it's been difficult to protect. You know, they just haven't played as well up front as they want to, even though Mixon's had some really good games, and Pierce had that great game at the end of the season against Tennessee. The O-line has struggled at times, and I think it affected Stroud. That's just my analysis. It affected Stroud at times. But you look at the end of the day, the numbers aren't voluminous. It's not like he threw for a high yardage total, a lot of touchdowns. But, you know, he's the starting quarterback on a 10-win team, and he's a huge reason why they are a 10-win team in the regular season, and a huge reason why they won last week. I mean, you think about that blown snap where the snap goes through him, and he's able to scramble to the right, throw back across his body, and find Xavier Hutchinson for a huge first down. It seemed to change everything. He started really wheeling and dealing after that. Spin of the ball beautifully, finding Nico Collins for a couple of big passes to finish that drive. It was a 99-yard drive. It changed the whole complexion of the game. C.J. Stroud, he's still a young player. He's 23 years old. He's still learning. So you're right. It is a process. And, you know, a lot of people were thinking, oh, is he like Trevor Lawrence, you know? I'm like, hey, wait a minute. C.J. Stroud's rookie season was historically good. He's not Trevor Lawrence, all right? And I still think Trevor could be a pretty good quarterback here. Nothing against him. C.J. Stroud just didn't have as good a season, regular season numbers-wise, as he did his rookie year. But here he is in the postseason, and Mahomes himself will tell you, this is all that matters. How you do on this stage is going to define your legacy. So let's see if he can have a good game against the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll find out.
Right now, we're talking to the play-by-play voice of the Houston Texans. One of the points that I've been making this week is I think Kansas City is going to win this game. I think they're the better team. They're at home. They're the healthier of these two teams. But I will acknowledge that Houston has some of the ingredients that you would need to pull off an upset. I think Houston has a good head coach. I think they have a capable quarterback. I think they have a very good defense that can get after the other team's quarterback and can also take the ball away. Houston has an ability to maybe muddy this game up where you can go into the final 8 minutes of the game having a real shot with the chance to pull off the upset.
Absolutely. There's always a chance. Anybody will tell you that. Look at last week. Everybody wrote Houston off last week because they watched Christmas Day and thought, that's not a good team. They're not going in the right direction, whatever. But the Texans kind of hit the reset button after that game. And DeMeco Ryans, even though the game against the Titans, the regular season finale, was against an inferior opponent, even though the Titans beat the Texans at home this year, they decided, let's have a great week of prep, great week of execution, great game. Starters played a drive. You know, most of the starters played a drive on offense. They finished it off beautifully. And I think that that gave them a real positive feeling going into that week of prep against the Chargers. And as you all know, I mean, you know, Carrington, you follow this game. They'll tell you it's about how they prepare, and they are huge on that here with, hey, we're going to play as well as we practice. Let's practice hard, practice well. They had a full week of football prep because they're going Saturday to Saturday, and I think that helps the Texans. And I know numerous guys are banged up, but they do have the tools to pull it off. Again, you got to make those plays. You know, you're going to have to make the big stop at the moment of truth. You're going to hang on to a ball that's hard to get to. You're going to have to knock down a ball that's intended for Hollywood at a big moment if Mahomes is driving late. You're going to have to make those plays, and we won't know until we see it happen. And the Texans are trying to make history here, obviously, getting to the AFC Championship game for the first time ever.
This is usually where I ask people, give me your Chiefs win if scenario, give me your Texans win if scenario. I think for the most part, we know what the scenarios are for Kansas City to pull off a win at home. I'll ask the question this way. What did Houston not do in the first matchup that you think they need to do in part two of this series in order for Houston to pull off the upset?
They got to get the ball out. You know, in the first matchup, if they were able to get that fumble return to count, right? They're up 10 at that point. Now, I know we're talking about a series where you had a 24-0 lead in 2019 in the divisional round, and it didn't hold. It evaporated by halftime, which is amazing. We don't have to talk about that game. And only very few players remain from that contest for the Houston Texans. And I know the Chiefs have really been overhauled as well. You see Mahomes, and it feels like, with these great teams like the Chiefs, you see the quarterback, it feels like, same team. Completely different team. And I know you know this, but, you know, Travis Kelce, Mahomes, Chris Jones, great. Jones didn't play in that 2019 playoff game. But I think they got to get the ball out. They have to find a way to get either a score on defense or such favorable field position that it's almost an automatic. And you're going to have to make a play or two on special teams. I'm not even talking about turnovers. I'm talking about give me a 40-yard kickoff return. Give me a 25 to 30-yard punt return that really makes it favorable field position. Give me one of those. And obviously playing clean. I mean, that goes without saying, because if the penalties pile up to double digits and, you know, you turn it over, forget about it. The Texans are not going to do this against a Goliath-like opponent like the Chiefs.
That is Mark Vandermeer joining us on the show today. He is the play-by-play voice for the Houston Texans. Tomorrow, we have a divisional round matchup between Kansas City and Houston. This is the second time that they have matched up in this round of the NFL postseason. Mark, great stuff. I'm hoping that we get a fantastic game.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tomorrow afternoon.
Thanks, Carrington. Appreciate it. Let's look forward to this one. It's going to be an epic game.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy 3. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast Untrimmed Twin Pack $3.97 per pound. Limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.